when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app on the line with you every single day, all the time, just simply in your pocket wherever you go. Wake Up Call DT free app, and of course, WakeUpCallDT.com. Had Jake Pickard on the show before, 2015 defensive end slash tight end, and he was looking at a few different schools. Those schools are all still in the running, Wisconsin, Syracuse, as well as Michigan. I talked to him going into the Michigan visit. Now we're talking coming out of that visit and not only having Michigan around, but Wisconsin as well. Syracuse making a visit after Jake had gone to see the school the week before Michigan. So plenty to talk about here with Jake Pickard, who is definitely a player in high commodity, right? A player that in high demand, I should say, right now. Melbourne, New Jersey, and happy to have him back on the show to talk a little bit more. Jake, how you doing today?
Great, Dan. How about yourself?
Doing well, and you have been a busy man. You're obviously someone who people have not lost touch with, obviously someone that people have a big interest in. What is this whole experience like for you right now, knowing that a lot of classes are locked up or getting locked up, but there's three schools at least that are hoping that you're going to say yes with one of those spots that they have a scholarship for?
Yeah, you know, it's all just kind of crazy. You know, I never thought that it would end up like this when this all started, or even a month or two ago. And yeah, everything just got hectic again once Coach Anderson had left.
You and I had spoken about Wisconsin before. How has the staff kind of taken this whole process and handled this whole process with you? How often have they seen you and spoken with you? Just go into what Wisconsin's been like since the new coaching staff has come in.
You know, they've been pushing probably harder than they did prior to that because, you know, I was very, very solid before Coach left and took Coach Chad with him. But Coach Strickland had come up a couple hours before I left for my Syracuse visit. Coach Noakes and Coach Chris came in the week before the Syracuse visit, and Coach Noakes is coming again today, and Coach Brown was supposed to come out last Tuesday, but the weather held them up. But yeah, they've definitely been texting me or DMing me over Twitter and staying in touch.
What's it been like for you to kind of open up a little bit, even though you've never let go of your verbal commitment? You've never decommitted from Wisconsin, but you've been looking around. They know you've been looking around. How do you feel the staff has handled you? Obviously, you talk about the fact that numerous coaches have been out to see you. They saw you around the times of your visits. They're now seeing you after a Michigan visit. So how do you feel this whole staff has kind of responded to you, and how have you kind of felt that they think of you based on that response?
You know, I think they've handled very well, which I appreciate a lot because it makes my decision easier, I guess, because just knowing that they're not the kind of guys that will pressure you. But, you know, they said that I'm a big part of their class and they definitely want to keep me, and that they're not going to pressure me to say I'm not allowed to take visits or this or that. But, you know, it definitely just shows their interest that they keep coming out instead of just kind of pushing me away, which could have happened with the new staff. But, yeah, I definitely think they've handled everything very well.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria,
You feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to CAMS, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to CAMSPizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CAMSPizzeria.com. That's CAMSPizzeria.com. CAMS Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When Coach Chad, when you found out that he was going and that it wasn't just the head coach and you were going to not have your position coach, how much did that play into opening up to Syracuse, opening up to Michigan, giving those opportunities? I mean, as soon as Coach Chad was gone, did you feel like you had to open up or did you not want to? How did that whole experience kind of start off?
I wouldn't really say I felt like I had had to, but that definitely played into why I had originally chosen Wisconsin, just because I could definitely see myself getting along with him and truly excelling my play under him. So I had developed a very, very strong relationship with him, and that's, at the end of the day, so I'm going to be spending hours with the Bay for the next 4 or 5 years. So when he left, that's what kind of told me, you know what, maybe I should open it up and kind of get back in touch with everybody and see who wants me and where I am on the depth chart, and kind of give me a chance to also meet the new D-line coach.
What did Syracuse, when you talk about, you know, where you stood on depth charts, what did Syracuse say to you? I know that they were the ones that told you that Coach Chad had gone. They were the first ones to get in touch with you, with Eric White, the director of recruiting there that you and I had spoken about before. As far as where you stand with Syracuse, what did they say about their future depth chart with you, if they've gone into that?
Well, they said that I was their number one 2015 recruit at the top of the board. And so, I mean, then again, coaches could kind of tell you that no matter what. But, you know, they're just saying that they're very, very short and do not have a lot of depth at defensive end. So if I did choose to go there, you know, whether or not they wanted to redshirt me, I would not be able to. I would have to start playing, contributing immediately.
What does that mean to you in this whole decision-making process? Obviously, you've had a connection with Wisconsin, but you said Syracuse beforehand when you and I spoke on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, that Syracuse was a very, 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 very close second, you had said to me. Knowing that you're going to have to play, that you really don't have a choice, where, you know, some players will say, you know what, if I have to sit out a year, learn a little bit, but in your case, you would be going out there, from what you're telling me, the coaching staff had said to you at Syracuse. How much does that play into your decision-making process, knowing that there is a school in Syracuse that wants to put you out there immediately and needs you out there immediately?
That definitely is a big thing, because obviously nobody wants to grind through practice and through workouts with no reward or have to wait a year or two to actually finally get your feet wet and start playing. And, you know, I think for aspirations to play in the NFL, that definitely helps, just because that's a full season of training and under my belt and getting used to how fast the game is. So say by my sophomore year, my body is at peak condition, peak weight, that I don't have to kind of take a season to kind of get my feet wet and kind of get used to the speed of the game, that I can just dive right in.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
When you look at Michigan, which is the school that you went to see most recently, what did you take away from them as far as your official visit? What did that visit really bring to you at this point?
Definitely brought a lot. It let me develop a relationship with the coaches, see how I feel like I fit in with them and their defense and kind of how I get along with their players and positional coaches.
What can you say about their coaching staff? Is there anybody that you've been able to build somewhat of a closer relationship with at this point?
I wouldn't really say a closer relationship with any of them specifically. I definitely have a good relationship with almost all of them, and we kind of got to talk and just learn more about each other personally as opposed to just sports-wise over the visit.
As far as position coaches, you know, what can you say about Michigan and your relationship there, what you were able to take away from them, if there's anything that was said about their depth chart? What can you say about your specific defensive line coach that you would have if you are to choose Michigan?
Coach Madison, he was an awesome guy. It was definitely good to talk to him. And he was just trying to show me off with Coach DJ, who was the D coordinator. He was just telling me about how he used to run his defense in Florida. There's a lot of guys subbing in. And even though the depth chart may be a little deeper than Syracuse, it definitely has potential to try to just grind and not necessarily redshirt, but definitely get some playing experience, which is very good, but it's also not the same as almost starting your freshman year.
We spoke before about Jim Harbaugh leaving the San Francisco 49ers, going to coach the Michigan Wolverines, and you had said that obviously that has some meaning to you because of the fact that he knows how to get it done on the collegiate and professional level, so there is that big connection that he has. Obviously, he has a big network. Has that played into any of your thoughts and your process at this point? And after meeting him, where has it kind of left you?
Yeah, that definitely has definitely contributed. You know, everybody wants to go to the NFL, and he's been at the top. He's been at the bottom of programs and turned them around and brought them to Orange Bowls and Rose Bowls. And, you know, his record kind of just speaks for himself, but also getting the opportunity to be able to talk to him just as a person definitely helps.
Now, Wisconsin has changed staffs, Michigan's changed staffs, Syracuse has not changed their staff over this offseason outside of bringing in a new tight end coach and moving their tight end coach to wide receiver. So has that played into anything for you that you're dealing with a new staff in Wisconsin, a new staff in Michigan, and not having any change on the defensive side at Syracuse? Does that mean anything to you at this point?
Yeah, absolutely, because that's kind of why I had opened up my recruitment, because there were new relationships that had to be formed at Wisconsin, and that relationships, I didn't really know how they would play out. And, you know, one of the great things about Syracuse coaches is I just kind of connect with them as people also, and those are just great guys that no matter what happens on or off the field, I know they'll always be there for me and help me excel and do great under them.
Now, Jake, you had told me before that Tim Douse, the defensive line coach at Syracuse, is probably the coach that you had the closest bond with. Do you still feel that way, or are there other coaches that you feel just as close to at this point?
You know, I feel just as close to almost all the coaches, Coach Costa, Coach Douse, Coach Bola, and Coach Schaefer, I'd say I'm the closest with. But also I'm very close to Eric White, like Cole Dial, like all the, just kind of all the guys there, just from being there and being up here and talking to them daily, them calling me daily and me calling them back, and it's just, we developed very, very strong relationships.
Is there any other coaching staff between Wisconsin and Michigan that you feel you have those close relationships like you do at Syracuse?
No.
So how much is that going to play into your decision in your mind, saying that Syracuse is the closest when it comes to the coaching staff and your connection to them? How much does that play into the bigger picture for you?
You know, it's definitely going to play a lot into it, because those are people I'm going to be spending hours and hours with for days for the next 3 to 5 years, depending on how my career goes. You know, that's definitely something you got to think about, because at the end of the day, football, just football, but it's just going to be the people you're around with on good days, on bad days,
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
So when you have Wisconsin, you have Syracuse, you have Michigan all together, when you look at the big definers for each school, I kind of want to go down the line with where you're verbally committed right now, which is Wisconsin, and then Syracuse, and then Michigan. To look at these three schools, what would you say individually each of them gives you that is the best? How would you define Wisconsin, Syracuse, and Michigan as far as what's really drawing you to them individually?
I definitely think that the power of Wisconsin and just their history of always being successful, never really having a down year in a while, and, just definitely keeping Coach Randa there, that's a big thing, that his defense is still in play, and that's the biggest one for them. And I'd say for Michigan, it's definitely the strength of their coaches, what they can do for me on the field and off the field, because academically, they have a great, great business school, which is what I'm looking to study, but also a sports marketing. So those are also a major, I should say. And those are definitely big for them. And Hughes, I definitely say, would be playing time, proximity to my house, and the staff, because I've just grown very close to them, and I could definitely start playing right away, and I could see myself as a player there and a coach.
So you had said to me off the air that you may have that inside of you that maybe you know but not definitely know. What's holding you back from pulling the trigger and saying, you know what, this is where I'm going?
Just got to finish some last few discussions up and kind of tie the knots for the final decision with my parents and my family.
When your parents and your family overall get involved in this, how have they kind of helped you? I mean, have you kind of gone to them and they say, you know what, if you have a question, come and ask us, but we're not going to tell you? How has your family kind of handled the whole situation? Is it hands on or is it hands off? We'll wait until Jake comes to us.
It's definitely both. We've always been through everything together. I'm kind of a big family guy. And so whenever I need something, I'll definitely go to them and they'll try their best to give me an unbiased opinion, just kind of walk through it, not really try to sway me to one school or the other, but kind of just tell me what the best decision is.
How has this whole process kind of weighed in on you? I mean, you have never been through this before. You are obviously all done playing high school football. You're looking at your future. When you look back on this process that's almost completed for you, what can you say you're going to remember the most, and what did you learn the most from the process?
I think just from the whole process, I just kind of learned that no matter what, everything's kind of just about people and the people you interact with, and the people who come out of the woodwork that support you through the process, people who kind of doubted you from the beginning, but once the process kind of starts kicking up, that people kind of just come out of nowhere and be like, oh yeah, I've always been supporting you since the beginning, or try to kind of weigh in. And I think that the biggest thing I learned through the process is just, before you go into it, you just got to have a group of people that you trust and that you love and would do anything for you, that would give you the right information, help you make your decision without any other bias towards any other place, or kind of jumping onto the train late and trying to sway your decision to, I want to say benefit them, but you just got to have a group of people that you trust with everything.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
When you look at the people that have been there for you, that you really truly know have been your support system, outside of your parents, who would you say in your family or your friends or coaches, who's really been that huge support system that you can honestly say they've been there since day one?
I'd have to definitely say, besides my family, my head coach, Coach Leonardo, I kind of owe everything I have to him, just because my sophomore year is when he had originally taken over. I was probably 180 pounds, you know, wasn't really too sure what I wanted to do with my life in football, I guess, on and off the field. And he just kind of just said, you know, Jake, like, I've coached Division I players before, and you have the potential to be great. And, you know, it's up to you, and if you want to do this, I'm going to push you, and there's going to be days you hate me. And, you know, we grinded all off season. We did everything we could together. I listened to everything he said. And, you know, he put me on the path for a breakout junior year and kept me going for my senior year. And, you know, out of all the people who've always been there, he was there for day zero. He was the one that kind of put everything into action.
Jake, when you think about when you want to have this done, you've told me repeatedly, I'm not waiting until Wednesday, February 4th. I'm not waiting until National Signing Day. When do you want to have it done? I mean, obviously you're edging closer and closer. There's very short amount of time before that happens. When do you want to just say, I'm done with it? Are you hoping to sit there and watch the Super Bowl and not have to think about it? Or is it going to be after that? I mean, when you really come down to the end, which is where you're almost at, when do you want to have this all done? When would you like that team to know I'm coming to you?
I'd say by the end of this weekend.
So is it something that maybe you could just put out during the Super Bowl, hope nobody pays any attention to it?
That'd be pretty sneaky.
But when you look at it, before I let you go, Jake, Wisconsin fans, Syracuse fans, Michigan fans, what do you want to say to them all through this process? Obviously, they've gotten in touch with you through social media. They've been around and obviously shown their support and their care. What can you say to these fans as they await your decision?
You know, I can just definitely say thank you, because there's definitely been a lot of fans that have been supportive. And, you know, that's just kind of one of the crazy things, that there's all these people just kind of waiting on your decision. And, you know, at the end of the day, wherever I go, I can promise you that I'm going to give it my hardest, all of my blood, sweat, tears,
Well, Jake, I appreciate it as always. I hope to be on that list when you let people know where you're going. I definitely appreciate it. I've been patient to have you on the show, and I know you've been a busy guy. I know you've had a lot going on, and obviously a lot with your last season in Millburn, but I do appreciate you taking some time, and I look forward to talking with you, whether that's a Michigan hat, a Syracuse hat, or a Wisconsin hat. I look forward to the moment that we get to talk about that team that's going to be part of your future.
Absolutely. Thank you.